I want to discuss for a few moments the very first Ramban. The first Ramban discusses the first Rashi. Rav Yitzchak, Rashi quotes a Medrash. The Torah should have started with Achodesh Zelachem, the very first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. Why does the Torah begin with the account of the Bria Sa'olam and then the further account of Adam and Chava? So Rashi says, Rashi quotes a Medrash, that there'll be a time, Shem Yomru Umay Sa'olam, Listem Atem, if the non-Jews will say that we robbed Eretz Yisrael, so we will respond by saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, created the world, and he can divide the world as he sees fit. Koyach Masa V'Gid La'amoy L'Seis Lam Nachlas Goyim. I often point out that an insight which I found breathtaking by Rav Sholem Gold. Rav Sholem Gold was a Rav in, he was a Talmid in Eretz Yisrael, and then a Rav in Toronto, and then a Rav in Yisrael West Hempstead, and then made Aliyat Arnov. So the beginning of his autobiography points out that this Rashi was would be, till the 20th century, was uninterpretable. Because when Rashi was writing, since the time of Rashi, when was it conceivable that we would be in Eretz Yisrael and the Goyim would say, listen, Matem. Middle Ages, from the time of Rashi, and the truth is from the time of the Tanoim, when we were in Eretz Yisrael during the Beis Hamikdash, who would say, listen, Matem? The Greeks, the Romans, are going to tell us, listen, Matem, as they were moving their empire. There's no record. There's one record in Shaiftim of the Shiva Am claiming that we stole from them. And that was only one section. So from the time that this text was written, and certainly from the time that Rashi wrote it, it was unimaginable. We're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not going to be a voice of Mashiach. After Mashiach comes, the guy might going to say, Lisa Matem, Kimol is Zas Hashem. So until the 20th century, until 1948, until we came back to Eretz Yisrael, you couldn't understand, if you thought about the Rashi, you thought about it, what's Rashi talking about? What's the Medrash talking about? We will be there and they will say, listen about them. So I always find it breathtaking, the very, very first Rashi in Chumash, and the way Rashi understands the first Pasuk in Chumash only became understood in the 20th century. So that means that for centuries, if you thought about the Rashi, it's not Pella. So for me, that's always very, very inspiring.
Rabbi, who pointed that out?
This was Sholem Gold. Your father will know who he is. Sholem Gold was a Rabbi, your father will remember him as a Rabbi in West Hempstead for many years. He has an autobiography, so this is one of the first harvests he makes. So the Ramban asks on this Rashi, he says, we don't understand the Rashi. Don't we have to know the Yesodos, the principles of Ashkofa? Don't we have to know the Ikori Amuna? Because Baruch Hu was the Bori Olam. We don't have to know of the Nishenis of Avraham Avinu. So don't understand this Rashi. There is a very beautiful Hezber by Rav Shlomo Harkavy. Rav Shlomo Harkavy was the Mashkiach in Grodno. He was a Talmud of Yerucham in the Mir. No, it was a Talmud of Yerucham in Radin. And when Rabbi Yerucham left Radin to go to the Mir, so the group of Talmidim were so close to Rabbi Yerucham that they went, he was one of the Talmidim. And then ultimately he was appointed to be the Mashkiach in the yeshiva with Rabbi Shimon. And then at the beginning of the Second World War, when, I'm not sure the geography, but they felt that they were going to be invaded, so the yeshiva fled to Vilna. Rav Shimon himself wasn't healthy enough to run at that point. So I think he stayed in Grodno. Rav Shlomo Harkavy went with the Talmidim to Vilna. So Shlomo Harkavy says that one of the principles of Torah is that the Hashkof of Torah is central, is essential, but the Chiddush of Torah is that we need to have mitzvahs masios. That we need to have activities, we call them rituals, we call them behaviors, that in order for the machshava of the Torah to be machshava that we internalize, and that becomes a part of us, and not just the ideas that we think about and ponder, but that we are actually inspired by the Machshav of Torah, and they were directed by the Machshav. One of the Chidushim of Torah is the Ramchal emphasizes this, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu said you need to have mitzvahs ma'asis, you have to do things. You have to do the mitzvah, to mishabed ourselves to do mitzvahs, and then by doing an action and saying Asher Kedushon B'mitzvahs B'tzivanu and thinking about what's in the tefillin, so those actions are what make the machshavas of Torah and the discipline of Torah and the refined personality that Torah wants us to have. That's what makes it accessible and what internalizes it into us. So, and that's one of the chidushim of Torah. There are many, many nations and many religions, so they have ideas and thoughts and philosophies. But since they don't, and that's the ultimate goal in the entire, having the dogma is the entirety of the religious practice. And Torah is machadesh, that the machshav is essential, the ikari amuna, and the refined personality, according to Rambam, is the goal. But it's only going to happen if we are mishabed ourselves, we discipline ourselves to ongoing behaviors. The modern psychologists have come to the same conclusion. They usually put it in terms of, and Dr. Pelkowitz speaks about this from time to time, that if one wants to affect change, it happens, and sustainable change, only through ritualizing certain behaviors. So this insight, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, so Shlomo Arkavi says, that's what the Rashi, that's what Bisik was saying. The Torah shouldn't begin with the Machshava, because the Chiddush of the Torah is HaChiddush Alechem, the Chiddush is the mitzvahs. Since what Bisik is saying is, in order for Torah to emphasize how the Torah is different from other beliefs and belief structures, so the Torah should have said, we're different because of mitzvahs masios. And of course, we have to have the machshava. Of course, it'll be abracious, but it shouldn't be the first thing you open up. The first thing should be, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this is one of the chidushim of Torah. That's one beautiful pshat in Rashi. The Ramban addresses this Rashi, and the Ramban, in response to the question, he says, no, the question of Rabbi Yitzchak is that, if the Torah wanted to teach me the in-depth ideas of creation, so then it has to be a lot more information there. And if the Torah simply wanted to tell me, no, da, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari Olam, that's a pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros. I don't need brachos. In other words, Ramban says that once you've learned the parshias of the Sheishis, you made brachos, so what do you know more than if there would just be a pasuk that says, "Ki sheishes yamim asa Hashem es haShemayim v'aretz yom kol sharbam." So we now that the Torah describes it as Hashem saying Yehi Or, that tells me more than simply saying Kadosh Baruch Hu created Or, and that the Yehi Ma'or is Bikiya haShemayim, and that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said there should be Esav Zerei Esav Esav, all of these details. So do I know anything more when I've read the details than saying a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the entire natural world? That's what the Ramban is saying. I'm saying, if Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give me greater insight into Bria, okay, so then we need to have a science book. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to know he's the Bari Olam, Koyach, Mas, Vigiliyama, Apasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Ramban says that, and here we have to explain a little bit, I believe, to understand the Ramban. The Ramban has a fascinating idea, and it's an entire ma'arocha in the machshava of the Ramban. Ramban says that the story of Bereishis is the story of Golos and Geula. Harichus b'yitzirasa Adam, the asipur b'mesh and nivra b'yerishin. They were told about the creation of the first day and the second day, and all the others, Arichos, and the lengthy recording of Adam and Chava, and their chait, and their einish, and Gan Eden, kol ze lo yuchal lo yuvan bina shleimim and aksub. You don't understand it. So what's it there for? That's written in the Mabul Neafloga. Ad Shegirish Oisei Chet Oy Misham. Sefer Kol Inyan Yitzir, the whole story from Briyas Adam till Briyas Adam, and that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam and Chava the ability to rule, and Gan Eden, all of this is Ad Shegirish Oisei Mechetoy, is to teach us this idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a system in the world of Golos and Geula, and that we should understand that if a nation is exiled from its country, whether it's the Sheva Umos, Sheva Umos of Eretz Yisrael, they are being exiled by the Ribbono Shel Olam because of Moles, also because of the Chet that they have done. If Klal Yisrael is exiled, it's because we no longer deserve to be. If Adam and Chava exiled, chait. If Cain is a nov and nod, he's detached from the world, chait. If Noach is, if the Dor HaMabul is detached, chait. Dor HaFloga. So the purpose, Ramban says, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to us one of the major approaches of the Hanhoga of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is that when a person and when people are fulfilling a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them their natural place to be in this world. When Rachmana Litzlan, a people or a nation, no longer are fulfilling Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzayin, so then they lose their right to have their own country, their own land, and they have to become exiled. They have to leave. Now, in the thinking of the Ramban, so this plays such an important role, because the Ramban explains that the entire Sefer Shemos is the Sefer of Geula, that Bereishis is to establish the natural position of the Jewish people, called the Malas Avosam, and Shemos is not being b'malas avosam and then returning. Klal Yisrael, so our golus and geula is not only to Eretz Yisrael. Our golus and geula pattern is from mikdash, from Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina being in a certain place, and then being exiled from that. Vayikra, Ramban says that it teaches us how we maintain ourselves in our place. And Bamidbar and Devarim are Klal Yisrael preparing themselves for their rejoining back into their land. So in the Ramban's way of thinking, it makes sense that the pattern of Golos and Geula should be introduced at the very beginning of Riyas of the Torah. Because this is the introducing to us, and when you think about Gan Eden, so the Ramban's understanding makes so clear to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that human beings have the right to be attached to a certain specific area. Ramban says in Ha'azinu that every nation, Yatsev Gvulois Amim, that every nation has its natural place. Later on in Bereishis we'll learn that Bnei Esav have Seir, Kadosh Baruch Hu does give every nation their place. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala to us that one of the anhogas, one of the ways that he conducts himself, is that we maintain our right, our zchus, when we do the Ritzei Nabari. We have to go a little bit deeper in the Rambam, though, because whereas we now understand the story of Gan Eden, and we can understand the story of Cain, it's a different kind of golos, but that he could not become settled, and the aflog is a kind of a golos, and the mabul also is an onesh which detaches everybody from Kadosh Baruch Hu's world and requires the resettling. But how does the Ramban explain the Sheshes Mei Bereishis? That's still unexplained. Why Ramban's explanation of Reb Yitzchak is that, like, the Torah should, if the Torah wanted to teach us the science of Briyas Olam, it had to be, tell us much more. And if the Torah just wanted to say, because Rachel was the Bari Olam, so then tell him much less. So how does the Ramban answer his own understanding of Rabbi Yitzchak? Koyach Masav he gidli amay losaysam nachlas gam kadosh baruch hu described to us koyach masav in order that we should understand how nachlas goyim works. Showing you understand that nachlas goyim is the, you can call it the reward, or you can call it the kalim, the ability to accomplish what their purpose is. And when a people is not in their settled in their land, in their country, so then they lose their ability to maintain their mission. They lose their ability. If take any nation, take Seir, take Yishmael, take the French, take any nation. So as when the nation is attached to their own country, and their country connects the people together, so then they can have a mission and maintain a mission and maintain a national purpose. The moment the nation is spread all over the world, so then there's nothing which gives them that cohesion or that ability to coalesce around their goal and purpose, and that's unique about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the only nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was given as that ability to maintain our cohesion and our mission and our, not to the nearly, only I would say it is the air unfit form of what it would be if we'd been there to throw Bishas Gula. But all of this then still raises the question, so no, why the Sheshis Yimei Breshis? So I would suggest that the, what Kadosh Baruch Hu was pointing out to us is that you can appreciate the importance of the connection to one's land when one appreciates how the land that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the physical world the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, is a giloy, is a way in which the Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's put it this way, when we appreciate the investment that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has made into the natural physical world, when we see the natural physical world as an expression of the Ribbono Shel Olam. For example, we understand to some extent the Ramban's explanation that being in Eretz Yisrael is necessary for Klal Yisrael to affect Klal Yisrael's goal and mission to be the nation it was supposed to be. We see it because we see that Eretz Yisrael is uniquely connected to Klal Yisrael. That only Klal Yisrael can bring the brachos of Eretz Yisrael to light. So we see the connection. We are aware of Avira de Ara Machkima. We know in our own lives, whether it's personal, whether it is historical, that Klal Yisrael and a Jew who's connected to Eretz Yisrael, it's a different Klal Yisrael. It's a different position of in the world. It's a different ability to be an Or LaGoyim, to be able to be to do the Ritzon HaBorei. So with Eretz Yisrael, we see that our connectedness to Eretz Yisrael is part of that which gives Klal Yisrael the ability to be Klal Yisrael. So what the Torah is pointing out is that there is that truth, that emes, applies to everywhere in the world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's investment in Eretz Yisrael is uniquely for Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's investment in any part of the world, that you can look at the world and appreciate the what it says about the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that is what makes being in a certain place and connected to a certain place the source of strength and the source of being able to maintain one's mission in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. When I become detached of the land, it's not only that by being detached of one's homeland that the nation loses its ability to coalesce. It's not only that the nation loses its sense of identity. It's not only the psychological dismemberment of an entire people that doesn't allow it to maintain a national goals and a national life. That we all understand. What Ramban is pointing out to us is that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu placed a certain nation in a certain place in his world, so that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. That's the world about which the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yihi Or, and Yihi Ma'ariz Rikiyah. And that's the world the Kadosh Baruch Hu shaped and fashioned. So of course, if I am connected, and then going to a level that I don't understand and can't describe, I can just imagine that if I am connected to the world that the Ribbono Shel Olam invested, the world that I can look at and see more and more of the Ribbono Shel Olam, I can identify more and more of the Anhogas and the Mahalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So of course, that privilege and that connectedness and that ability to process HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mission, that is going to energize the nation to maintain its focus on appropriate behavior and its goal and its mission. When the nation loses its ability to maintain its goal and mission in life, when a nation loses its ability to function, so then it no longer has this chus to be connected to the land which embodies the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It no longer has the right, because it's not harnessing the koyches that a person can gain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. So koyach masav higid la'amoy, the Ramban, I would suggest, is saying something deeper. Koyach masav, everything that we said until now, but koyach masav higid la'amoy means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teaching us how to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, how to see the Rabbanu Shel Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and how to harness that koyach and that bracha to be a source of strength in maintaining our focus and doing the Mitzvah Na'abayri. So we looked at the first Rashi. We made what I think is, a breathtaking comment from Rav Shalom Gold. We had the magnificent insight of Rav Shlomo Harkavi as to what's pshat in Lehoya Torah Lahaschil. And then we discussed this Ramban and put it into the context of the Ramban's Ma'arechas HaMachshava, that Golos and Geula is a cornerstone of the understanding of the history of Klal Yisrael and the way Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to us. And then the Ramban says, but that's true about every nation. That's true about the way Kadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. And therefore introduced the concept of being connected to one's homeland and one's land in the very, very first story of Chumash, story of Gan Eden. So we should understand this is the Hanhogas HaBoire. This is one of the barometers that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us to understand what's going on in the world. And then we suggested that the Sheshes and Mevreshes were discussed in the way that the Torah discusses that, so we should have an appreciation that being connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu's world is not only of psychological benefit to maintain the mission of a particular nation, but it is also part of the bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to every people and all peoples, that if we galvanize and are able to internalize what we can see of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the land that he gave us, so then that becomes a source of energy and strength and the focus for every nation to do the Ritzon Bar of that nation. Any harvest?
Just a quick kasha. Rebbe explained that through this hanhaga of the, that this is the Ribbono Shel Olam's hanhaga, and he explained that through the different, the books, meaning we have in Bereishis, we explained that was the Malas Avos, and then Shmos, we said, was going down from the Malas Avos, but then going back up. Vayikra was staying there, but Midbar was kind of preparing to go back into Eretz Yisrael with that Mala. And what was Bamidbar? I'm sorry, what was Devarim?
Devarim also was Mamash on the cusp. Devarim was the Chevle Leda of Geula. Mamash on the cusp of getting back there. I would say Geula, because the Ramban's notion of Geula is Mikdash. But certainly Devarim are the last throes of just being on the cusp of getting back there to Israel. But he also gives us an insight into the many, according to the Ramban, many of the stories of the Avos, when you cast them in this approach, you see, there also are stories of Golos and Geula. In other words, the Nisayon of Avraham, the very first Nisayon of Lech Lecha, was detaching Avraham Avinu from Eretz Melata. Then, right away, Golos down to Mitzrayim. Masava Simon Labanim. So much of it is Yosef being detached from his home. So again, this doesn't, you have to be careful not to overpack a theme, but it certainly is in the Ramban's thinking. This is a very significant Ma'arechas HaMachshava, and that's why for the Ramban to say this is something that's set out at the very beginning of Chumash is fits into his whole approach. Yeah. Yaakov Avinu, Vayetzi, also goes into a Golos. We look in those, I'm not saying every Golos is the same, but the idea of having a parsha in one's life, of being detached from one's roots, so that is part of the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu communicates to individuals of the Klal Yisrael. So wish you all, if any other horrors. Okay, so thank you very much for the opportunity to prepare for Shabbos and to open up the Libra this way. Okay, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a good Shabbos.